యత్రో ఉపరమతే చిత్తం నిరుద్ధం యోగసేవయ యత్ర చైవాత్మనాత్మానం పశ్యన్ ఆత్మని తుష్యతి. ఇన్ ద మెడిటేషన్ చాప్టర్ ఉపరమేత్, మెడిటేషన్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ కనెక్టింగ్ టు ద హయ్యర్ పాసిబిలిటీస్. ఎంజాయింగ్ ద హయ్యర్ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ మెడిటేషన్, నాట్ ఆర్డినరీ థింగ్స్. ఉపరమే చిత్తం నిరుద్ధం యోగ సేవయ అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ గోన్ అప్ నాట్ కమింగ్ డౌన్, నాట్ కమింగ్ డౌన్ హయ్యర్ టేస్ట్. ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ద హయ్యర్ టేస్ట్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ మెడిటేషన్. ఎవ్రీవన్ నోస్ హౌ టు కాన్సన్ట్రేట్. వీ ఆర్ టునైట్ ఇండియా న్యూజిలాండ్ క్రికెట్ మ్యాచ్ ఇస్ దేర్, పీపుల్ ఆర్ గ్లూ టు దట్ వన్, దే కెన్ కాన్సన్ట్రేట్ బాల్ బై బాల్. ఇట్స్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ కాల్డ్ యాస్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ మెడిటేషన్. వీ ఫోకస్ ఆన్ ద మూవీ, వీ ఆర్ సో ఫోకస్డ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ మెడిటేషన్ focused on share market, how it is moving, how my property market is trending. That is not called as meditation. Yes, watching the share market moving in my direction, I feel happy. Watching cricket match, I feel happy. But soon, that happiness, when that event is over, happiness wanes off. It is not a sustainable happiness. When happiness is not there, we move to the another project where I can find the happiness. We are hunters of happiness, going out from object to object seeking the happiness. And after many hits and misses, we realize my life is going away. I am going out only in search of happiness, but what is required, I am not getting the happiness. Only outside I can pretend that I am happy, but I am not happy. So they start looking elsewhere, go within in search of happiness. Happiness, I tried all, traveled across the world, every holiday resort I went, still happiness is no lasting happiness. And a seeker wants to search within. Going in is not easy. Our ego stops, our intellect, we want to go, how successful I am, I'm intellectually, I'm very sharp, business wise I'm very sharp, I'm a multi-millionaire. Your social connection, your intellectual ability, your pocket money, you cannot go within. You have to become empty. You have to become empty, empty, then only you can go. Our ego is not letting us to go within. This instance is narrated in Srimad Bhagavatam. We have put on so many masks. We want to be that one, I am that one. My CV is like a book. So many masks we have put on, how to empty yourself. Gopis, when they are taking bath, Sri Krishna stole their cloth. That indicates you have to unmask. He has to steal our, what we thought it is ours, he has to steal. Sometimes that process is very painful. Letting go. Our ego is stopping. Sri Krishna stole the cloth indicates, stole all the mask. Whatever mask we have put on, he exposed us. Totally exposed. When it happens, this head falls down to the heart. It has to fall down, surrender in a seeker. After trying everywhere, Pariksha Lokan Karma Chitan Nirveda Yana Akrita Kritena. तद् विज्ञार्थं गुरुमेवाभि गच्छेत् समित्पाणिहि श्रोत्रियं ब्रह्मनिष्ठा. उपनिषद् टॉक्स अबौट ऐ ट्राइड एवरीवेयर पॉसिबल, एवरी पॉसिबल कॉर्नर ऐ वेंट इन सर्च ऑफ हैप्पीनेस ए सीकर. परीक्षा लोकान थरोली एनालाइज्ड थ्रू द इंटेलेक्ट whether this is giving me happiness, whether this is giving me happiness, thoroughly analyzed and realized, no, it is not, it cannot give me the lasting akrita kritena, that whatever I do, whatever I can't do, I realized outside it is not. Then I realize myself with my strength in my shoulders or strength in my pocket, I cannot do, and with humility approaches the teacher. I can't, I tried everything, I tried my best, I can't. Looking at the teacher having so much of radiance, so much of calmness, serenity must be there in Srimad Bhagavatam. One Yadu, king of the country, always under tension, perchance he saw someone so calm, so serene, hardly has anything, but so serene, so joyful. I can't find with all the wealth of the country how this person hardly has anything, how this person is having so much of joy. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Yadu story comes about. And Pariksha approaches the teacher. Tad vijnartham guru meva bhi, goes to the teacher with humility, surrenders and realizes, I have shed everything in front of you with humility, with a begging bowl, like a bhikshuka, like a bhikshuka. Now, please fill this bowl with happiness. I am seeking that one. Samit Panihi Shrotriyam Brahmanishta approaches the teacher. The inside, the inner journey, that is the beginning of inner journey. Inner journey, then when it happens, when starts going within, Sri Krishna talks about what is the mark of a person who has made happy headway in the inner journey. As we start going in, the contentment increases, happiness increases, joy increases, and self-sufficiency increases. Self-sufficiency, I am contented within, contented. And in Upanishad again it talks about as arogyam sukha preeti vivardhanaha, it is when as I start going in, mutra purisha alpam yoga pravrtim prathamam vadantim lagutvam, what I get, I feel lightness. Not only light in the body, lightness in the mind. I feel very light. Lagutvam, arogya, my health has improved. As I go within, I know what is the source of tomorrow's theme I will touch upon. Source of our all our ailments, so much of attachment to so many things outside. It is destroying my sleep also. I can't sleep. I get up at 2:00. I can't sleep. So much of outside, lagutvam, arogyam, aloluptvam, you no longer a greedy person. No longer a greedy person. Before I die, I have to hit 10 million, 20 million. Person starts putting the weight where is essential. What is most important for a dying person? Start investing on that one. Sooner or later, we are all, one thing is sure, death is sure. For that, what I am doing? I am only interested in today's living, but today and tomorrow things can change. But one thing is sure, death. For that, what investment I am doing? That investment alone comes with us. Lagut alo luptvam varna prasadam. As one person starts doing meditation, glow in the face increases, radiance increases, skin color increases, aura increases, luster increases, varna prasadam, swarasroshtram, one becomes confident. In the outer world, I am so shaky. If I got to go to a presentation, I have to do 10 times rehearsal. I want to present well. I don't want to make a fool of myself in front of others. I have to be very confident, 10 times rehearsal, and one starts going in, so much of confidence. So much of confidence, swarasroshtam. That person has so much of abundance of confidence, can stand anywhere, any society, any community, and no fear. Swarasroshtam, mutra purisha alpam, excretion gets reduced because intake also reduced. Mutra purisha alpam, these are the first traits of the people, person who has started going in. As we are started going in, happiness increases, joy increases. These are the sign. Why meditation? In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about going in. One day you cannot do, little by little, every day you cannot all of a sudden snap everything and go. Be aware of this one, familiarize yourself. Before you go to the ocean, you familiarize with the beach, familiarize with the water close to the beach. You put your feet there and slowly start walking in. Take the water up to your knee deep, up to the waist deep, little by little. Shri Krishna talks about Shane Shane Ruparamed Buddhya Driti Grihitaya Atma Samstam Manakritva Nakinchidapi Chintayet. Little by little, every day practice, every day. So meditation key is every day allocate time for yourself, everyday practice without failure, and look for higher possibilities. Not just the outside you have seen. Now, inside, how can I have an abundance within? Buddhya, using your buddhi, intellect. I am a failure in search of a happiness outside. Now, using that understanding, not artificial intelligence, natural intelligence. Buddhya driti grihitaya, with so focused. Atma samstam, I established within, manakritva, and when I go within, not to think of anything, not to think of whatever, it is not essential, not to bring it back. Tomorrow's retreat, I will be talking on how you can manage you're not able to think anything, only that part. Tomorrow we will cover that one. Kinchidapi na chintayet, practice yunjannevam tadatmanam yogi vigata kalmasha sukena brahma samsparsha atyantam sukam ashnute. We are enjoying dining, ashnutaye, ashana. Ashana means eating. Why we are eating? We want to be happy. But happiness, how long is the happiness? Till we are full. After that, even if they ask more, we say, sorry, I am full. I can't take it. This one, inside journey, is such a thing. Atyantam sukam ashnute. You never say, I had enough. I want more. So joyful. You revel Brahma Sansparsha. You realize the highest. You have learned the art of going into the ocean of bliss within. You discovered the hidden pearl deep within the ocean. When you have discovered that one, nothing matters. Atyantam sukham ashnote. That person revels in joy. Revels in joy within. When that joy is so contagious, that joy percolates out. People who are in contact with that person also start enjoying that happiness. That happiness is contagious. So that person, meditator, is not an isolated person. Meditator is a great contributor for the health and wellness of the community. Wherever that person goes, the happiness spreads around. Happiness unlimited. That goes around the meditation. You are practicing a meditation in isolation. That means you are not withdrawn, you are run away. That person, after that, when that person comes out, is a great value to the community. A meditator, whatever profession you are in, your doctors, they are seeing in and out depressed people, sick people, in and out. So, if they are coming in contact with a positive doctor, half healing is already done. If you are dealing with your customer is very angry, talking to you, calm person, they also get pacified. Whatever profession we are in, by doing meditation, you are helping the community. It is a must. Tomorrow, we will explore further how we can do mindfully meditation.